Hey, good morning, wonderful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Iron Crypto Man podcast show. It's your host, Pat. And if you're stopping by for the first time, or if you're a new investor, feel free to click that referral link under the description of this episode, where if you sign up today with Webull and deposit just $1 into that brokerage account, you can earn yourself up to 15 free fractional shares, folks. All right. Those free fractional shares can be valued up to $30,000. So definitely take advantage of this opportunity while it still lasts. Go and get yourself some free stocks. And most importantly, go and get that free money. All right. So in today's episode, we're going to give you guys a live update within the stock market, taking a look at some of the index funds. All right. We're also going to be discussing the new CPI report that was released yesterday. And last but not least, we'll be going over my stock pick of the day. So if you have your notepads out, pens out, buckle up your seatbelt, folks, and let's prepare to educate ourselves. All right, first up, we have the S&P 500. We are currently trading at $4,364.47, down today by $12.48. Next, we have the Dow Jones, currently trading at $33,671.17, down today by $133.70. Next, we have the NASDAQ, currently trading at $13,668.31, up today by $8.63. All right, now we'll take a look at some of our commodities. We have crude oil, currently trading at $84.90, up today by $1.41. We have gold. All right, gold is our largest precious metal in market cap. All right, we are currently trading at $1,889.30, up today by $2. All right, and last but not least, folks, we have silver. All right, silver is currently trading at $22.19, up today by 0.6 cents. All right, so overall, folks, when I'm seeing within the indexes here, right, the market is down. Aside from our precious metals, okay, our precious metals have actually gone up today. And if you guys want, on future episodes, I can actually start going over a few other precious metals just to give you guys a great price indication on assets that are actually tangible. All right, so more than likely, folks, if you already check out your portfolios, right, you may see some stocks in the red, right? However, you know, don't panic. Definitely do not sell, right? You know, this is just a great opportunity for you to, you know, practice and perform some more dollar cost averaging, meaning chipping away at some of these blue chip companies at a discounted price, all right? Because we are in this for the long term, and we're definitely not doing this for the short term. And you know, I'm not knocking any day traders out there, but you know, me personally, that's just not my strategy. All right, so let's go ahead and go over the consumer price index that was released. All right, and unfortunately, the consumer prices have rose by 0.4%. All right, so prices that consumers pay for a wide variety of goods and services increased at a slightly faster than expected pace in the month of September, keeping inflation in the spotlight for policymakers. The Consumer Price Index, a closely followed inflation gauge, increased by 0.4% on the month and 3.7% from a year ago, according to a Labor Department report. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, the so-called core CPI increased by 0.3% on the month and 4.1% on a 12-month basis, both exactly in line with expectations. Energy costs rose 1.5%, including a 2.1% pickup in gasoline prices and 8.5% in fuel oil. And food was up 0.2% for the third month in a row. On a 12-month basis, food costs climbed 3.7%, including a 6% increase for food away from home, while energy costs were off by 2.5%. Services prices, considered a key for the longer run direction for inflation, also posted a 0.6% gain, excluding energy services, and were up 5.7% on a 12-month basis. Vehicle prices were mixed, with new vehicles up 0.3% and used down 2.5%. Used vehicle prices, a big driver of inflation in the early days of the COVID pandemic, were down 8% from a year ago. All right, so what is really this CPI report telling us as consumers? Well, unfortunately, for the month of September, the cost of goods have gone up, okay? They've gone up by 0.4%. And like I had just mentioned, right, gas is going to be, you know, a little bit more expensive. Energy costs also rose, and services also increased as well. So, you know, now is definitely not the time to, you know, be using your credit card for consumption, right? I get it. You know, times are very hard right now, but we have to keep in mind that right now, as the feds are raising inflation rates, those interest rates on those credit cards are also going to increase. Okay, I want to say the average credit card interest rate right now is about 20%. So just be very, very mindful of your spending power right now, right? You know, if you don't have it in the bank, you know, it's best to just, you know, walk away from a good that you might want. Now, if it's something that you need or a service that you need, you know, that's a little different. But, you know, once right now, you know, they can wait, right? So just to reiterate that, right, once again, folks, consumer prices, the consumer price index did increase for the month of September by 0.3%. And then on a 12-month basis, we have increased by 4.1%. Okay, and also, before we go into our stock pick of the day, let's go ahead and talk about how the CPI index is going to affect the next Fed meeting. All right, so now that the CPI has increased, more than likely, folks, like I've mentioned on the last episode that I dropped, the Feds are going to be raising inflation rates, okay? So just be prepared for that. You know, nobody really knows how much they'll raise the inflation rate, but it's about an 80% chance that, you know, that's Jerome Powell's big push there, is to raise inflation rates, because we didn't raise inflation rates on the last meeting, and prior to that there were 11 consecutive inflation rate hikes. So just be prepared for that, folks. You know, and if you're an investor, no, this will be a great time to pick up some of these stocks, because we're definitely going to be closing out 2023 in a bear market. All right. For those who may not know what a bear market pretty much means that there is a lot of selling off going on in the market, and things tend to be red. So, you know, that is definitely a great time to be picking up some of these assets. All right, folks, to go ahead and close out this episode, we're going to be going over my stock pick of the day. And that is going to be Birkenstock. All right. Birkenstock was just publicly released in the U.S. stock market as of yesterday. And we are currently trading at $38.79, down today by $1.41. All right. We have a total market cap of just $7.51 billion. And for those who may not know what company Birkenstock is, I can go ahead and give you guys a little brief description. Birkenstock, they is a manufacturing company, and they sell footwear products. They offer sandals, shoes, closed-toe silhouettes, skincare products, and accessories for men, women, and kids. The company successfully sells its products through online and retail stores. All right, so I'm pretty sure you guys have seen folks walking around in the, you know, the Jesus sandals. More than likely, those are the Birkenstock. All right, so it's fall right now. Depending on where you live at, it doesn't really make logical sense to be wearing Birkenstock sandals. I get it, it's a cool fashion trend. However, buying those shoes, they're not really going to gain any value over time. Instead, you know, you can put that $40 and into buying a Birkenstock share. So then you become a shareholder. So whenever the company sells products, that means you get a profit of that. So that's all I have for you guys, folks. Thank you all for listening. Hope you guys were able to learn something. And I'll be hearing from you guys on the next episode. Peace.